You're listening to Higher Ed Social, Season 2, Episode 1. I'm Jackie.
I'm Missy.
And I'm Logan. Wait. Anyway.
Oh, this is Missy, my sister. This is the special holiday family episode.
Oh, wow. I feel so included. Hello, everyone.
Happy holidays. Woo-hoo. For all of you who are listening, maybe not in your car or at work, but with your family instead. We appreciate you.
Yes. And this week, we talked to Weimer Alberto, currently serving as a senior coordinator of occupancy management and housing operations at Arizona State University.
But he got a new job.
Woo-hoo! He did. He's going to be the assistant director of guest and conference services next. And because of that new role, we talk about all kinds of cool things like conferences and how they impact resources around campus. We also talk about my favorite thing in the world, which I'm sure you've already seen.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Did I guess it right? Is it Star Wars?
You were there.
It's Star Wars!
Yes, I will go see it for the third time this Saturday. I'm so excited.
We talk more than just Star Wars, though. Logan does nerd out. I apologize to all you non-nerd listeners. Logan does a lot of nerding out about the most recent Star Wars movie. But we do actually talk about higher ed-related things, specifically how our degrees actually shape how we view ourselves as educators on campus or how we view ourselves as a part of our campuses, which is actually a really interesting discussion. So if you can get past Logan's nerd episode.
And also, I just want to say, this was recorded before I saw the movie, so you don't have to worry about spoilers. So
no spoilers
I hope you haven't stopped the podcast yet, but you can keep going. It's safe. This is a safe place.
So we hope you enjoy Season 2, Episode 1 of Higher Ed Social.
Cue the music.
I probably won't be doing much talking today because I am like congested like crazy and breathing, so I apologize in advance. Mouth breathing the whole time. Honestly, Logan, if you hear it, like message me and I'll mute myself because seriously, it's bad.
You sound fine.
Oh. Okay. So maybe you'll, in commemoration of the new Star Wars.
I know, I'm just gonna the whole time.
It's more like.
I can't do that. You need your nose to do that.
No, you don't.
I know.
See that? You can't see it, listeners, but I'm holding my nose.
Oh, we recorded, and I'm like sitting here whining on the show.
Did that. It has to be in the show.
Oh. Nice.
Welcome then to the show.
Sorry, I just went ahead and started recording because I knew that was going to be interesting the moment you said Star Wars. So
that's fine.
I should tell our listeners some behind the scenes. Sometimes we release some behind the scenes info. Generally, I like joke Logan, you know, just starts recording whenever and doesn't tell anybody. But there's normally like a few minutes of us with the guests, like just chatting and saying hello and like seeing what's going on. And then Logan starts recording. We had a 2 second buffer time just now.
Yes, 2 seconds.
Which is why I was whining. So I apologize, listeners, for whining about being congested. Well, welcome to the show.
Yay.
Sorry, that was just too good. I hope you don't mind that.
I can't do it because
it is
like.
It is 61 degrees in New York.
Yeah, something. No, it's colder than that now that the sun is set. I mean, for you, because you're out in Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for you, that's like, what are you wearing, like 16 layers and like sweaters and stuff?
Yeah, it's like a polar vortex around here.
Oh my god, did it snow there? Do you have snow?
We do in certain parts. We have it in Flagstaff, so if you go up about 2 hours, you actually see snow. So
Arizona got
it's about
snow.
70 degrees here, so perfect.
Nice.
Wow. I mean,
nice.
I didn't wear a jacket today in December, and that's like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Live in New York.
Are you in Albany?
I am in Albany. Ooh,
oh, nice.
I'm impressed with your stalking. I haven't stalked you nearly as much as you have stalked me. Yes, I'm in Albany, New York.
My fiance used to do grad school there, so I would go there often.
Oh, you Albany, okay.
She did it for a year, and then she went to Buffalo.
Isn't it a wonderful city?
I grew up in Buffalo.
So it is. It's very historic.
Buffalo, Buffalo or Albany?
Albany.
Yeah. Albany yeah. is an interesting...
It's historic, place. As in a lot of people used to live there.
We have statues of stuff, and we have dead presidents that are living in... Or living.
All those living dead presidents.
You know, those... We have a bunch of living dead presidents. We have dead presidents that are buried in some of our cemeteries here.
But really?
Other than that... I learned that from a cab driver going to the airport somewhere at like 3 a.m. So I could have misheard, or I could have dreamed it, or it could be real and I just forgot the actual like facts of the story.
Nice.
Yeah, you learn a lot from cab drivers in Albany. Like I've learned some things about the city because they always ask if I'm from here, and then I say no, I'm not, and then I'm forced to talk to a cab driver when I'm going to the airport at like an ungodly hour in the morning, and I don't want to do that.
Albany has an airport?
Yeah. We're an international airport.
It goes to Canada.
Yeah, that's a general
thing. I did want to mention this. I mean, and this is also for listeners who have just started listening to the show. This show is really a conversation. It's not really an interview. So really what we're going to do is just talk about whatever. I'm having a not your father's root beer.
Nice.
I'm having a great conversation about airport. You really cut off, Logan. I just want to throw it out there.
What's that?
I was having a great conversation about airports that you just rudely interrupted. So thanks a lot.
I didn't want to get off too off before we, you know, got into it, you know, like really deep in the conversation. And then 10 minutes later, forget, you know, oh, we forgot to introduce the guest.
Right, we did not introduce you yet, so maybe we should do that.
I have I saw a couple, like 3 of the podcasts in preparation for this, and I see a recurring theme in that you forget.
Yeah, that's so funny. You actually probably listened to like 3 more episodes of the podcast than most of our guests did before they were on the show. Sorry, past guests, but it's probably true. So thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate it.
Tell us about yourself and tell everyone.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Sure. So my name is Weimer Alberto. I am currently a senior coordinator of occupancy management and housing operations at Arizona State University. I just got a new job within the last week. So,
Logan, you have to insert the cheering here.
Yay!
We'll edit that in.
Logan edits great things in to the show.
Yeah, so I'll be serving as the assistant director for Guests and Conference Services at ASU, and I'll be transitioning in about a week or two.
What are your overview major job responsibilities with this new job? That's a title I don't really know much about.
So I'm going to be directing a 4-site guest and conference services program. Usually they're faculty members or people that are affiliated with the institution that want to live on campus with us. And over the summer, our summer housing camps. It's a big revenue generator for the department. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to accommodate some of those guests, generate some revenue, and then reinvest that into some of our current buildings.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really
cool.
I mean, every school does conferences, but and we've actually had one person on the show that did conferences up at University of Alaska Anchorage.
Yeah, that was Aaron. He was interning.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and he got to do that. So that was I didn't know that was a thing. Like that schools hold. I mean, I guess it makes sense to hold conferences on campus, but of course ASU, you guys are huge, so you guys have the space for it.
We do have the space.
That's awesome.
That's what schools do. I mean, I was reading that was actually a talking point for someone saying that universities don't utilize their resources well, in saying that universities, well, you don't have class in the summer, which we do, but we don't have full classes like during the regular semester. But that's also the time that the university generates revenue through conferences in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. I think I forgot the name of the article. I'm pretty sure it was the one about 5 things you should know before writing an article about higher education. Or
nice.
And it's a very not like, that article, then I'll just edit title. This out.
Yeah. Nice. We can find it. We'll try to find it for you, listeners.
I saw it on Facebook.
When I say we, so I mean Logan.
It must be true, of course. Yeah,
that's really exciting. Yeah. So you started yet, or you're starting?
I'm starting in about a week and a half.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Another thing that I would like to congratulate you on is that you are our first guest of our second year of Higher Ed Social.
Woo!
Whoa! So
congratulations.
Yes, we just
season two, episode one.
I guess if we're doing seasons, we didn't have a season one, really. We didn't call it season one, but we can do that. So this year, like season two, you never call it season one
until you'd start season two.
That's true.
Exactly. Otherwise, it's just the series.
And as many people know,
like Firefly, Firefly doesn't have season one. It just has the series.
I mean,
can that be the title of the sessions?
The series? Yeah, totally. We can do that. I mean, with
Weimar
TV
Alberto
shows,
and season two, episode one.
Yes.
No, that's not what we're going to call it. We're not going to get boring with our titles.
Actually, that's a good title. It could be the only one that's titled that. Sorry, you're overruled.
We can play off of the Star Wars thing and keep with the episode one.
Technically, your episode. I forgot what episode you're going to be. So,
so you know how I always talk about how I've never seen any Star Wars movies. Oh. I watched Star Wars movie today, so now I officially can say that I've seen a Star Wars movie. For
Jackie
real.
Has watched what she's watched episode four. And I've watched episode 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 today.
Wow. Today.
So I win.
I had a more productive day than Logan, obviously. Did
what are you talking about?
You went outside.
What's not productive about that? I watched 3 craptastic movies and then 1 okay movie and 1 great movie. And I haven't watched Jedi. I was going to try and watch Jedi, but I didn't finish it before the show. So that'll be
tomorrow.
Are you
like amping up in preparation for the release of the new movie?
Of course. I've got such a big Star Wars week.
And just so you guys know, this is
of course recorded before, so you'll probably get this episode after Star Wars comes out. But I have made like my personal, like the greatest thing that I've ever done in my job. I talked our Carillon player, who's a professor, to play Star Wars on our Carillon on Thursday before the premiere.
And that's really exciting.
We invited
that's
everyone awesome. To come. This is, of course, after finals, but before graduation, because graduation's on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like 100 people coming that on Facebook, so that means like more will come, hopefully. But yeah, I'm super excited.
Will you be videotaping it?
They don't have to be here. Yes, I am going to videotape it, and it'll be up on our accounts. I'm going to Periscope it too, because you know
that's what I was going
to
say.
We'll link to it.
Yeah,
that's really exciting.
Link to it on the Twitter account.
Yeah. We'll link to it in the show notes. Also, are you a fan of Star Wars? Have you seen all the movies?
Not all of them.
That's okay. I've only seen one, so you've seen more than me.
But I have a couple days to catch up. So.
Yeah. Are you going to the premiere? Do you have plans for that?
Probably not for the premiere. I'll probably wait 2 weeks. And
I feel like that's the general theme with a lot of people I've talked to, other than Logan.
Yeah. Is let like the hardcore people go first,
right.
And then
they're gonna like wait out the hype.
So I'm watching it at 7:40 p.m.
Okay.
What are you thinking of you?
Well, this is what's great. This is the hilariously stupidness of this. So I'm watching it at 7:40 p.m. on Thursday night, which is a respectable time. And then we have graduation on Friday, so then I'll watch it again at midnight on Friday after graduation on IMAX. So
that's
I'm going to watch
exciting.
It
wow.
Thursday and then Friday, and I'll probably watch it another time this weekend with the wife. So
that's really, really exciting.
That's awesome.
And I will not that's have awesome. Seen it as many times as some other people will have seen
I'm
it.
I'm sure you will not be the most watched person,
I know.
Like by not even a little. Like even a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's really fun for you. I have no plans to see it. I don't like spending money on going to the movies. I've been like really cheap lately about going to the movies.
It's only the biggest movie of all time. It's okay.
Yeah. I don't like spending
it's
much
like an
money
awesome
on
movie.
Ticket. I mean, I guess it's a good movie if you're like into it. I've seen one episode, one movie. So you know, I can't say I'm a hardcore fan yet, but I watched episode 4.
It's an acquired taste. An acquired taste. It takes some time.
I mean, I'll have to watch the rest. So
that's
what I'll be doing over the Christmas break is I will be watching Star Wars.
It's a movie series that tries to make a dichotomy out of good and evil the dark side versus the light. But really, it's not. It's kind of like dusky. And that's what we learn in Star Wars.
Spoil it for me, please. I would like to watch it.
Or as George Lucas puts it, it's about family problems.
It's like a futuristic Western movie. That's the way that I describe it to people.
That actually makes a lot of sense now that I've seen one of the movies. I like that.
It's actually really loosely based off of a Japanese movie called The Hidden Fortress.
So, it's very interesting.
The more you know.
The more you know.
And the star is shooting across the screen right now.
Maybe you should use one of the Snapchat filters and so that the rainbow can show up.
Do they have a more you know Snapchat filter?
Oh, I don't know.
That would be
fantastic.
I can always edit in the song.
Make that happen.
I'm sure I can find it somewhere.
You can submit an enhancement or something.
I'm just super excited about it because, you know, I am.
Yeah.
So I'm a nerd. I'm sure some of you listeners are nerds too, so it's great. And
I think we have some nerd listeners.
Yeah, one of the three listeners. What is it that you guys said?
Like, normally I'm like, well, actually,
well,
I was...
now that you said you've listened to the show three episodes, we have four now.
Four.
You guys are like Val and Matt. They have, I think, like two listeners.
We had Val and Matt on the show, so I think between the four of us on the show, we doubled each other's listenership.
Oh, nice.
Where we went to four.
I do listen to their podcast a lot, too.
They have a great podcast. I would recommend it.
As often as ours.
Right. But they do quality work, I will say. I can't put it down. They do a great job.
I binge on their shows. I don't watch them often, but then it's like once every 6 months, I'll just like listen to the show for like 7 hours.
Okay. So are you an avid podcast listener? I'm not saying ours, like in general, like do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
I'm starting to.
I'm the same way. Yeah. So I have been struggling because, okay, Serial. I'm going to talk about Serial.
Serial's back. So that means everyone's going to start listening to our podcast again.
Serial's back. So excited. We should tag Serial in this post so that maybe people will think that we talk about Serial, which we are.
No. See, people will listen to Serial and then they'll go like, oh yeah, I have to go back and listen to Higher Ed Social now.
That'd be great. That would be great. But when I first listened, because Serial kind of came out in like, quote, season one, season two, but I don't think that's what they're calling it. Or maybe they are.
They are calling it season one, season two.
So season one, I ended up binging season one because it was already all released. But now season two is out, and I don't know if I should binge or if I should just roll weekly podcasts. Like, I'm conflicted.
I find rolling the weekly podcast is the best way to do it because, A, it gives me something to be excited about on Thursday morning when I see it pop into my newsfeed. Two, because everyone's going to talk about it.
That's true. I do already know a lot of people that listen to it.
You don't want to be that guy.
This particular season is going to be tough to get spoiled because she went big. She did the go big or go home kind of thing.
Yep.
With Bo Bergdahl, in case you haven't listened to it yet.
We'll have a sub podcast where we talk about Serial.
Nice. There are too many of those.
I don't think we can do that.
I'm a fan of the binging. I stopped watching Scandal a while ago, and then so
I'm
like,
binging Scandal right now.
That's okay. I think I stopped in like season three, and then so like now, I mean, a million things can happen in one episode, but I stopped watching it, and then so like Twitter gets taken over, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh my gosh! So I was the same way. I think somewhere in the middle of season three or season four, I kind of just like stopped paying attention to it and like didn't catch up. So I decided I had some time to just like binge watch a show between other shows, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna binge watch Scandal. And so now I started from the beginning, and I realized that binge watching it, it's a lot easier to follow. There was a character that was around in season one and disappeared and shows up again in season four, and I'm trying not to spoil for people that like Scandal. Okay. But he shows up again in season four, and I remember watching that episode, and then I was like, at the time, I was like, who is this guy? Like, am I supposed to know who this is? But because I've watched season one so recently, I'm like, oh my god, it's that guy!
Yeah.
So I I am like so a proponent now of binge watching, but I think it's because I'm like of the Netflix generation, which that's been a theme on our show lately is Netflix and binge watching TV. So clearly that's all we all do.
Pretty much. Once in a while.
But you know, things are good. I swear I do things other than watch Netflix.
I knew nothing about Scandal.
It's a great show.
Really?
It is a great show.
Oh man. You gotta join the dark side. Try it out. It's good.
Enjoy. A good show. I'd recommend it. So flipping the gears, how is work with you going now that it is like going into, are you guys into finals week at this point?
Yeah, we just finished finals week. Friday was the last day.
Oh,
for finals early too. Yeah,
that's kind of quick. We're still in finals.
Okay. Yeah, they left, and then so we close the residence halls on Saturday. We have housing over the winter break, so we still have some students around.
Oh, nice! That's exciting.
Wanting to go home to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but some of them that can't. I mean, we have a lot of international students too.
Yeah. For me, I think ours, we just had academic preparation day on Wednesday, and final started on Thursday. So they'll end on Tuesday, I believe.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. It slows down a little bit over the winter break, but it'll pick up in terms of when they get back, we'll do the process and students that want to live back on campus for next year and start assigning new students. We have 14,000 students that live with us. So it's a fairly large program.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we'll pick up in the spring.
Oh, my God. Like, I can't think about that many people. Conceptualize that many people in a room, in a place like that's.
They're in four different campuses. So we have the West Campus downtown. The Tempe campus is the biggest one, and the Technic campus. So they're not all in one place.
Oh, okay, they're got all it. Far, a little bit manageable then if they're spread out.
Yeah,
they're all in one area to contain them.
Yeah.
So were you, you're also studying at ASU, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Talk about that. How's that?
So, I get this, people ask me about this all the time. When I did a grad school at Binghamton, I did my master's there in student affairs. I took a class with a guy named Brian Rose, that was the vice president or is the vice president of student affairs. And he's someone that has a JD, and he taught the class like a law class, essentially like how you would teach a law class. And I content and the material. And when I went to ASU, I was trying to think of ways for me to continue with that. And I came across the Master of Legal Studies program at the Chandra Day O'Connor College of Law. So it's essentially for non-lawyers, people that don't intend to practice law, but want to have the same kind of legal training. You take less classes. You don't have to take the LSAT or anything like that, or the bar at the end.
Right.
But you take the same classes that a lawyer would. Build it around the things that are important to you or the things that are relevant to your career. So I've been in the program now, and so about another year and ago. So I'm excited about being done for now.
Yeah. Probably a lot of work. Is it tough? Because it's something that I know a lot of people do. They work in higher ed and then also take classes either full time or part time. And I always admire those people because I don't think I would be able to juggle all of that, especially with a program like this. Is that like something you thought about before you started the program? Like, how did you get your job first? Or did you start the program first?
I got the job first.
Okay.
I got the job first. Yeah. And then, so after a semester, I had a conversation with my boss and we talked about it. And I'm doing it part time, so that's really helpful. And I knew that I didn't want to do something in higher ed. So after the first year, I realized that I thought about doing a PhD in higher education or something like that, and I knew that it wasn't for me. And then, so I came across this one, and it's been great. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's. You find a way to make it work. It's just that's like funny. Anything else.
Do you sleep? Is that your secret? You don't sleep?
Yeah, I don't sleep at all.
I mean, seriously.
I feel like you wouldn't get any sleep. Like,
it's helpful to have, like, so my fiance Jody, she works in higher ed too. So she kind of, she gets it.
You know,
we met as RAs and stuff like that. And,
aww.
So she, Yeah, she's going to kill me. She doesn't like furniture and these kind of things. So.
Hey, don't worry, harmless.
Yeah. That's so cool. I think that's helpful. Having that kind of support, I think, is helpful.
Yeah.
It very, very much is. Especially, are you guys on the same campus?
Yeah. So funny story. We both conducted a job search, and she got the job before I did. Oh, like, wow. A week before. So she got the job. I flew out to ASU. Then I got the job at ASU, and she worked as a community director. And then I did the job that I currently have right now. So then after a year, she was promoted. And so she was promoted into my team. So both her and I work on the same team doing the same thing, but with different groups of students.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's, she's my peer.
Cool, yeah. I was going to say, you can like bounce ideas off each other, but also like get real, because I feel like sometimes, you know, you kind of have to have like a level of politeness with your coworkers, but with her, it's like you can be really honest.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Be honest with you.
Yeah. That's, so we throw ideas around and stuff like that. I think that's really, really helpful. And the good thing is like the rest of the team really likes her too. So that was the thing that was important to me. So that's been really helpful in terms of just balancing school too.
Gotcha. Wow, yeah. That's really exciting. That's cool. So what do you think you'll do like post-graduation, I guess, from the program?
I have very grandiose dreams.
Okay.
For me, I don't know. Like, so there's a post, I can't pull it up right now, that's been circling around on Instagram. The post says something to the effect of, don't teach kids what they want to be when they grow up, teach them like what kind of problem they want to solve or something like that. So I've been thinking about that often, and I think about like, all right, so what kind of problem do I want to solve in student affairs, right, in higher ed? And I realized that the kinds of problems that I want to solve are legal problems and business problems. They have to do with money, or they have to do with the law. So I don't necessarily know what that will look like in the future. I've thought about doing an MBA after this, just to kind of see what that side of higher ed is like. Uh-huh. And figure out a way to like kind of mold my understanding of the law, mold my understanding of business, mold my understanding of higher ed all into one package.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can really do something with that, especially if you wanted to go into higher ed administration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the goal. I want to be a vice president one day. So. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, so when I become a VP and you guys are still doing your podcast, then maybe we could do like a live version at my school or something.
Yes, we'll eventually get to Brennan now. We might have like one season just of like pulling back all of our old guests.
Yeah, you guys will be at like season like 50 by then.
Yeah, we plan on going basically forever. So
pretty much.
Hey, we made it through season one.
Season one.
Well, you know, the great thing about this show is that we don't do it because we have to. We do it because we like to.
Mm-hmm.
And I foresee us continuing this show until it's not fun anymore. And I don't see it not ever becoming not fun.
I don't think so. It's either that or people stop wanting to be on the show.
Oh, like once, well, you know, then it'll just be me and
if
you.
People actively start saying, like, no, I don't want to be on the show, like multiple people, then maybe that's a sign that we don't do the show anymore.
Hey, there are other shows like ours that don't have guests that do perfectly great.
That is true. That's so true. We might have to resort to everybody listening to me and Logan by ourselves for really long.
Professional opinions aside.
that's Matt and Val's.
Whatever. What's the name of? Is that the name of their
podcast? Reputations aside.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, we should call it Opinions Aside.
Pretty much the same thing. But no, they do a show. Shout out to Matt and Val. Hey guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just see their logo in my head, but I can never remember the name of it.
Oh,
even though the name is in the logo.
Every time I see like their Twitter thing, I think of like Mad Men for some reason. Like it just looks like a very Mad Men kind of like a episode.
I can picture that. Mad Men is such a good show too. I can talk about that forever, but I won't. I won't.
So did you guys do your degrees in higher ed, or did you do it in something else?
No, neither of us are in higher ed. Logan is the furthest.
I mean, we are in higher ed. We just, you know.
Well, actually, I guess Logan and I are equidistantly far from having
a degree. My degree's in biology.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
And I do social media.
Surprise. And I'm in, mine's in communication and computer science.
Okay.
So
you're a little closer.
I'm in marketing. I guess I'm a little closer to what I do, but not closer to like higher ed.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you guys see yourself as marketing people that happen to work in higher ed?
No.
Do you see yourself as an educator that works? Like, so how do you see yourself within where you work then?
I want to work in higher ed. I wanted to work in higher ed when I started my career. Okay. And marketing is something I'm good at. It's something I like. And so I put those things together, and now here I am in higher ed. I left higher ed for a little bit, as Logan would probably remind you. but to work for a software company, but the software worked with colleges across the country. And so I was like, okay, if I'm going to leave higher ed, like, this is the farthest away I'm going to go. Like, I'm still touching campuses, but I'm not.
Yeah, one foot in the door. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm still close to you guys. I still love you guys. but it was great. Like, you know, it was cool to be, you know, instead of being on my campus, I was kind of almost on 150 campuses at the same time. Cool. You know, it was kind of cool. There were pros and cons to it, obviously, because it's like, even though I'm, quote, on these campuses, I'm really not. Like, I'm just calling people on the phone, you know, and sometimes being on their campuses. But, you know, I miss being a part of the campus and the community and like working with students. Like, I didn't realize how much I liked working with students until I stopped having the opportunity to work with students. So I definitely see myself as like working in higher education. I just happen to be in the marketing department, because that's where my skill set is. So that's kind of how I see myself. I don't, Logan, I feel like you probably see yourself the same way.
I see myself as a weird mix of many things. a little public relations, a little marketing, a little student affairs, a little athletics, a little admissions. Because what I do and the teams that I work with really just run the gamut of the entire campus. So, you know, maybe one day I'll be a scientist, you know, showing, explaining something that's happening in a biology lab. Or, you know, another day I'll be live tweeting a basketball game. Or another day I'll be with the music students playing Star Wars on the carillon. It's one of the things that I love about what I do is that I don't do one thing. If that makes sense.
That's awesome. Now,
altogether, I'm just showing off what the university does. So in the end, it's marketing. But if you think about it any way, shape, or form, I mean, I'm a biology professor doing an info session. I'm doing marketing.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a lot of different things. And that's what I love about it is that there's a lot of, you know, variety to it. So yeah. It keeps me going.
Do you guys know Benjamin Lamb? Ben Lamb?
Don't.
Ben is over at Williams College. He used to be a fisherman before he went into higher ed. He's a real cool guy. I'll reach out to him. He might be a good guest. I think he has a picture on his Twitter profile of him like catching a bass or something like that with his bare hands.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, I just remember him telling me his story about being a fisherman and then deciding he wanted to go to education and stuff like that. I really find that interesting, like how people kind of get to where they're at.
Yeah. What I find is a lot of people fall into higher education and then fall in love with it.
Yep.
And actually that's something that I've learned from the show is that a lot of us planned on doing other things, but we found a calling where we are. Now, granted, not all of us are lifers, but I think a good number of us are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether it's at the school we are at already or just in higher education in general. I know for me doing social media, I like the fact that I have an impact on students' lives and thus have an impact on the wider country, world, all that kind of stuff. Maybe because I'm teaching students a little bit about how to treat each other online or just helping them find the school that will give them the education to do the things that they need to do from an admission standpoint, you know? So, you know, it's a good feeling. And I love it a lot.
Warm fuzzies.
Yep. Warm and fuzzies.
Aww. Well, you work with a lot of students too. Like you must feel, you know, it's cool to have an impact on students' lives.
Yeah. I mean, I found that my interactions with them are a lot different from what they were when I was a hall director. So now, I mean, I manage a lot of the business processes and assignments and things like that. It's one of those jobs where, like, just because of the nature of your position, your interactions with them will be different, right? A lot of them are like appeals, students that don't like a financial charge, things like that. It may be questions about the assignments process and things like that. I mean, it still gives me the opportunity for me to interact with them. I just think the context and the approaches that I use with them are like, can be a little bit different. But I enjoy just being in the environment and specifically mentoring the other community, like the community directors, and because I had that job before and I really, really enjoyed it. So being able to work with them, we have a very large team here. So fortunate to have some good people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I say that because we run lean and that's good.
For us.
It keeps us, it keeps me busy and that's what I like.
So yeah.
I mean, when you have a huge student body like ASU, though, it's kind of a...
That's true. How many students do you guys have?
We're going there. Okay, we're going there. So we are the largest institution in the country.
I knew that. I knew that was going to be the case. But I'm curious as the number.
82,000 is the total enrollment. That includes about 15. I think it's like 20,000 online students. The rest of them are your traditional ground students. A lot of them live in the Phoenix area. And so then 14,000 of them live on campus. So we have the second largest residential life and housing program in the country, next to Rutgers, New Brunswick.
Wow.
Wow.
That's an interesting fact.
That I would 7,000. 400 plus. 7,400 plus.
That's really, really cool. I mean, I can't conceptualize. I don't think, because I went to a small school. I worked at small schools. So like... I can't conceptualize like a large state campus like that.
I worked at a small school. I worked at a private school, my first job, Utica College in Utica, New York. So right down the road from Albany.
Close.
So we only had like 1,000 students on, 2,000 students, total students. I totally get it. I mean, it's a completely different thing. I mean, when I moved to ASU, one of my mentors said that there's lessons that only a large school can teach you. And I didn't understand what that meant until I went to AU, and then I totally got it.
That makes sense.
So there are some lessons that only big schools can teach you, but it's great. I mean,
kind of the same with small schools. Even, you know, I started my career in a 2-year, I was at a community college, and, you know, even that opportunity was lessons that you can't learn at a 4-year, at a state school, at a private school, you know? So that was interesting. What do you prefer? You can be honest. We won't tell.
I prefer larger schools. I mean, here's the thing with ASU, and sometimes people don't get it. It's like ASU is like the largest school in the country, but it's run like a startup.
Right.
Literally.
Wow.
Like, because our president is very innovative, and that kind of permeates throughout the whole university. I mean, there are ideas where, like, one day the president decided that he wanted to do, like, an institute for veterans.
Right.
So he put down like $2 million of his own money to make this institute. And then so he announces it. He's like, here's where we're going. We're going to do this. And here's my money. And here we're going to go. Right.
Wow.
So it's like, boom, boom, boom. Like if there's an issue, we're not going to wait for everyone else to try to come up with a solution. We're going to do it ourselves.
Wow.
It's great to kind of see leaders like that. I remember, so I was having dinner with the director yesterday, our new director, Tina. And one of the things that she said was during her interview, she, I think it was like the vice president or the president that interviewed her, and essentially said, like, the key to success at ASU is for faculty and staff to work together in order to create environments that are going to make our students successful. You don't hear presidents say that, right? So, like,
it's
ASU,
the way it should actually work,
right?
Like,
so, like ASU,
it shouldn't be a surprise when people tell us that, you know?
But you don't hear it. So it's like with ASU, we don't have learning communities. You know why? Because the entire campus is essentially a big learning community. If you're a business student, you're going to live with business students, the entire class. if you are an engineer, you're going to live with all of the engineers, the entire engineering class, right? So the idea, we've taken the idea of a living learning community and turned it into a living learning campus, especially for our first year students. So that you don't see that there, but it's great to kind of see that that kind of support from the top, because you don't see that as often as you should. Yeah. Wow. So,
well, this yeah. Week, it always happens. Natural silence that comes right at the end of the show after a really good talk. Because I think that's all the time we have, right, Logan? Are you?
That's
Logan's the official timekeeper. I normally can just kind of feel it.
Does he have a stopwatch?
I do have a clock. Yeah,
a clock.
Got ice.
Like on a timer, but we value our listeners' time as well.
So they can get back to cereal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks, listeners. Go back to Serial.
And Scandal.
Yeah. And they're probably watching Scandal while they listen to this. But thank you, Weimer, so much for being on the show. Well, really, for reaching out to us. This is a fact, listeners. You can reach out to us and be on the show. It really
happens. Yeah. I
every time someone has said, can I be on the show? We say, yes.
Yeah. And it was a painless experience, right, Weimer?
Yeah, it was.
We have testimonial. We're not even paying him all that much to say that. So
not that much at all.
Not much.
I'm going to send you a name, a list of some people that might be good to talk to.
That's so exciting. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Listeners, again, thank you for listening. Even though Serial just came out, we appreciate it. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can visit us online, higher-ed.social. We are on iTunes and on Stitcher for all you Android and Google folks. Feel free to give us a tweet. And if you want to be on the show, tweet us at HES Podcast. And hope to see you next week, listeners.
Yep.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.